You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, thank you again so much for tuning in. This is day one after the general election, and the results have came in. Former President Donald Trump is president-elect and will be the next president, the 47th president of the United States of America. Blake, thank you so much for holding. You are live with DT, Telly, and Tony. What is your question or comment?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, DT?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
You all right? I'm just always here for you. You know, ever since I've been calling in, Tony, what up, OG from Milwaukee, doing your thing.
What's happening?
What's happening, Telly? DJ Ricky, what's happening? But the truth of the matter is, guess where my wife is? She's resting. My wife rests every day. She's going to college so she can just rest. I work and I do what I do so she don't have to get out of here. Now, bootstraps have to be tied and pulled up. The time is to be played is a wrap. This man is back in control. Not of our lives, just back in control of certain things. So to everybody that's calling and smacking like their mama never taught him anything, chewing like a barn animal, I hate to see one of you brothers on the street, but I'm so glad I'm changed because you wouldn't want to deal with me. But moving forward on that, she did what she was supposed to do. She's good enough to be vice president, but not good enough to be president. So, like my man said earlier, racism will be shown because that's what racism is. They don't care, so they say what they say. They say how they feel, and they say what they're going to do to you. So, therefore, once the revolution is ready, like Pac said, who gonna light that keg? It's already lit. It's already done blew up in our face. So now, he won't go to jail for what he's done. But everybody out here feeling like you can do what you want to women, you will reap what you sow. But those of you that are ready, you only get one shot at life. You're here for a reason. You're not here just to come and go and get put in caskets and get put in urns. We're here for a reason. And yesterday was a good feeling, but it didn't happen. So therefore, we have to make it happen eternally. And all you jerks calling, if I see you in traffic, I ain't scared of nobody. I fear there's no one, but we have to do this together. If we did everything together, the world will stop and go the other way. It's just too much like life. So therefore, that's why I do what I do in my life. I take care of me. I take care of mine. I don't ask nobody for nothing. DT, you yes, are ma'am. One of the best women I know. You remind me so much of my mom. My mom is, you're not as old as her, but you're just a true sister. And watching all the women in the polls yesterday stand up and be accounted for and what we went through and watch them hang people and watch them burn people and watch them disarrange us from the world, from where we are. We have to know what we truly are as a people. It doesn't matter about our vote. It matters about our continuous self as one and the person. Bless you. That's why I'm teaching the children right now. That's why I'm reaching out to my community and doing what I do and stand on me as I do as a man. Milwaukee, stand up.
Thank you so much. Right, you know, Telly and Tony, I got to thank Blake and all the other brothers who have called in, and including you and Tony, visible support, because it is refreshing to hear, despite what the outcome of the election was, it's good to know it's the love is appreciated and it is received. And I thank each and every one of you as Black men that have called in and identified yourself as such in supporting Black women in general. Because we are tired. We always consistently show up. Everyone has benefited from a Black woman in some capacity. And it's not about being feminist. It's not about being, you know, whatever other descriptions you want to use. It's about constantly. Can you imagine Telly and Tony being a person that is so committed and loyal unconditionally to when it matters the most, being slapped in the face? And that's what Black women, a lot of us are feeling right now. I know there are some that are like, it's a great day, like, you know, when Pat called in, and she has every right to be happy if that's truly, you know, who she voted for being Trump, and that's who she wants to be the next president. She has every right as a black woman to be happy. However, for those that are not, which I would confidently say the vast majority, this again just reminds us how you feel. But yet when you want to get things done, that's why I said black women, rest. Rest. If you live with a black woman, just tell her, baby, text her, call her, just be like, just rest. I got you. Because we are tired. We are really, really tired. Tony Telly, reactions. What do you think in terms of the Harris campaign? What could she have done differently? What did she do that wasn't enough to get her in the White House? Where did she go wrong, her campaign?
I would say it wasn't a matter of wrong, in my opinion. It was just, first of all, you got to fight off being part of the Biden administration. So that part was not helpful to you because people couldn't separate the two. Like, okay, yeah, I was VP under Biden, but I'm still my own person if I get in the office. I think people still connecting her to Biden too much. And then your run is just too short. It's too short to get the influence that you needed. And I mean, I give her credit that she got as close as she did with that short of a campaign. So, it's hard. It's hard to win. But when you have an administration that everybody's unhappy with, Biden's approval rating was so low that he turned a lot of people off just to Democrats in general. So they're looking at Democrats like, nah, I don't want to do this again. So I think that was her issue. I wouldn't even say she did anything wrong. It's just she was a product of too much negativity.
Yeah.
I got to underscore. Go ahead, Telly.
No, I was just going to say my reaction, Tony. I think that it definitely mirrors what you're saying. I think that she merely ran out of time. She just didn't. I don't think there was. I think she ran a great campaign, but she had some things that she just couldn't separate herself from, and people were going to always connect it. And then there are just some things that, regardless of if it was just your thing or not, because let's just be real, let's put it out there. There were black men that were upset that she has a white husband. And then you got some, you know, Jewish people out there that are mad that or thinking that there's no way we're going to let this black woman be the president of the United States. So you got those things. And then again, you're tied to a president that has a record low approval rating. I think those things is just a combination. But in terms of what she did and what she could control, I think she did everything the best that she could have possibly done in the amount of time she had.
I got to go back, Telly, to what Tony had mentioned, because I completely agree with him as it relates to separating herself from President Biden. I don't know if y'all remember, but I think it was about a week or two ago, Madam Vice President was a guest on the show The View, ABC's The View. And one of the co-hosts, Sunny, I forget her last name, she's a very beautiful woman. She asked Madam Vice President, would you have done anything differently than President Biden during the past 4 years? Madam Vice President responded. And I remember, Telly, when I saw this, because I was in some hotel room getting ready. And as soon as she, and I'm literally like putting on my clothes and I froze. I was like, great. I can't even curse. I was like, great question. And I'm leaned in. And Madam Vice President says, there is not a thing that comes to my mind. And Telly, when I tell you, whatever article of clothing I had in my hand, I just dropped. I was like, no. Because that's the whole point of why you're in this position. Wanted something new. Because here's the thing.
Yes.
Think about what Tony just said. That was such a huge miss on the campaign. Or Harris's campaign. The reason why you're in this position, Madam Vice President, is because the Democratic Party wanted something new. Mm-hmm. And it was a whole lot easier to select someone who had already been in the White House for 4 years and had a trajectory in government and has a history of a successful political career. So when they ask you, because to me, Sonny was positioning her for success. That was a question that was intended to make Madam Vice President look even more strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think she
that
probably,
was not a question. Yeah,
I think she probably looked at it as like, man, I don't want to say nothing bad about Joe.
And but see, that was the problem.
That's the problem.
That was the problem.
Politics.
Correct. It wasn't the right thing to do.
You know, 100%. You say whatever during the campaign.
Yeah.
That she called him a racist when she was running against him, you know, before. So,
completely agree.
No, but I know what you're saying. But it was the loyalty
I know that's
part.
How you're looking at
it. But
she's
yeah,
like, oh,
but man,
I don't wanna
at that
kick
point,
the
you
got
to be like, look, man, hey, there are some things that I just, you know, I didn't agree with. But
you just
got
to tell them personally, like, hey,
support system.
Joe, I'm going to be out there on the campaign, and I got to separate myself from you.
Yeah.
Because your approval rating is low. I mean, you got to have an honest conversation behind the door. It is what it is, bro. People don't like you. I'm going to have to separate and say I would have done a whole bunch of stuff different.
Yeah.
If I was in charge. So, I mean, that was definitely a miss, I believe.
Yeah. And that was the thing, to both of your points. The loyalty to Biden, it overrode what Americans were looking for, because
yeah,
every time Americans would say, I don't know much about her, I don't know her, that is a perfect opportunity to differentiate yourself from the existing party or leadership that you're affiliated with. Like, I don't think Americans would have had any issue with Kamala Harris saying, you know, I as much as I admire President Biden, and I completely am forever indebted to him for affording me this opportunity. However, with all due respect, I would do things differently. That is a healthy statement.
Yeah,
because you're verbalizing your loyalty, but you're also differentiating yourself, because America obviously wanted something new.
Denise, do you think it was a case where if she had said that, because you know the follow up, if you say that, okay, what would you have done different?
But that's where that...
Does she have anything?
More preparation for questions like
yes,
that.
Yes,
correct.
Because here's the thing. Like, she's not going to go on any stage and not know what they're going to ask her. So her and her team had an opportunity to find something that could have been that middle ground.
But does that go back to the short amount of time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Because
you're
making all these decisions
that
on the fly. Right. Absolutely.
You know, there were... When Vice President Al Gore ran for president, he did his absolute best to separate himself from Bill Clinton because of what was going on, the controversy, you know, the Monica Lewinsky scandal, et cetera. So it's not like it's impossible to win an election if you say some things that, you know, obviously contrast with the outgoing president. It's okay. Like, I think the Democratic Party needs to understand, Americans, we would not have thought anything less. Well, I don't want to speak for everybody, but for me, Telly and Tony, I would not have felt anything less about Madam Vice President's loyalty to the Democratic Party and President Biden if she would have said, yes, I will do things differently. This is what I would do. I don't think we would have taken that as a, no, she didn't.
Right.
No, she didn't. Like, we're not like that. So, all right, we got another caller, 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talk and text. Okay, Ricky, one time is enough. When we come back, we're going to go to our Truth Talk and text line. So stay locked in. We want to continue to hear your reactions. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told with DT and Telly. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. It's time to pivot. I know we're still going to get back to reaction from the results from the election, but we are going to pivot because this is College Scholarship Month here on The Truth, and we're pleased to be joined by Victor Frazier from Educators Credit Union. He is the Director of Community Engagement. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning. How's it going today?
It is going. It is going.
It is.
We were joking, off the air, but very, very peculiar time for you to be on our show. But yes, nonetheless, yes, we definitely appreciate you coming in and sharing some of this knowledge for a lot of the parents out there, especially like myself, who has a high school senior that are looking for those college scholarship dollars. Just tell us a little bit about, what is the best way for these seniors to go about applying for scholarships? And I know that educators have a scholarship as well. Just tell us about how do high school seniors go about trying to get some of these dollars?
Sure. The first thing that a high school student needs to do and a high school family needs to do is actually apply for the FAFSA. It's the Free Application for Student Aid. In the title, it says free. So that is the number one tip off. If you ever get yourself in a situation where somebody is promising you a scholarship, or they're going to guarantee you a scholarship with some funds, right? They're going to ask you for a debit card or your account number. It's all free. Well, right now, I know we pivoted away from the government, but the FAFSA is not open right now because last year what the government did is they revamped the FAFSA form and application process. It hasn't been changed in about 15, 20 years. So they simplified it. But because they did that, they had some errors in the electronic side of it, right? So the website was crashing. There were some things that weren't happening that were supposed to. So it was supposed to open on October 1st. They're projecting to open it on December 1st now. Hopefully it'll be up and running by then. But that's your number one step, is get yourself through the FAFSA. Make sure you're applying for your own personal identification number. That's what you're going to use to sign the FAFSA. Both students and parents need to have their own number. I've counseled a lot of families, and usually what ends up happening is they get all the way through the FAFSA, they go to sign with their personal identification number. Oh, I didn't get that yet. I got all the way back, and I got to wait for the email to come through and all that fun stuff. Once you do get through, and once they do get it fixed, it is a lot faster than it has been in the past. So that's your number one step, file the FAFSA. Number two is start looking for scholarships, right? That is free money, scholarships and grants. I know when you talk to your kids, those parents that are listening, you're like, ugh, I know my child's going to be like, man, I don't want to write any essays. That's all they're going to have me doing is writing essays about that. Here's my tip. Write three solid essays. One, about how you're going to change the world. Two, how are you going to use their money? And three, what makes you different? What makes you stand out as that explorer, that really, really great student, right? Use find and replace in your Word document. All the scholarships basically ask that question in some way, shape, or fashion. So you have those three solid scholarship essays in your toolkit, you're ready to go. And then just apply for as many as you can. I know there's some wonderful high-dollar scholarships out there in Wisconsin, but don't be humble or don't be thinking that a $250 scholarship is beneath you. Go for as much money as you can. The families that spend the most time and apply for those most scholarships are the ones that save the most money on their college costs.
We are joined by Victor Frazier, the Director of Community Engagement at Educators Credit Union. Again, Victor, thank you so much for making the time to share with us information as it is College Scholarship Month. Now, Victor, I would be remiss if I did not ask this question. Because realistically, we just learned who's going to be the next president of the United States, someone who has been very open about what he plans to do as it relates to the Department of Education, which has a lot of influence on how monies and scholarships and federal funds are allocated towards scholarships. Should there be any concerns, or should there be anything that we should be prepared to do differently as it relates to the college scholarships provided by Educators Credit Union?
I really think it's too soon to make that call. I know the comments that were made, you know, dismantling the Department of Education. That's a really large task, right? If we really look at that, dismantling the whole Department of Education. So I think the number one thing is just keep your ear to the ground, be in contact with your school's counselors. And a lot of districts now have a career and college readiness coach or somebody there to help support you. Just be in contact with that person and just keep yourself informed about what's going on. Things that are not going to change no matter what happens going forward is making sure that your student is keeping a good resume, keeping all of those accolades, those notes from teachers, those accomplishments that they have achieved in their high school career. All of that's not going to change for your student. The process may change in the end, but as long as you are putting your student's best foot forward and you're following all of those things that are going to be coming down the pipe, it should be I'm not going to say easy process because I don't want to be here 6 months from now saying that I told you it was going to be easy.
Yeah.
There's going to be changes coming, but
yeah. Change
is the one thing that's constant, and we all know that. But I think just making sure that your student is taking challenging courses, is being realistic about what college or university they want to go to. We live in a digital age now, so parents, if you sit down with your student and they say, hey, I want to go to College X. Okay, cool. Let's look and see how much does College X cost, right? What do you want to do once you leave College X, student? I want to be this. Okay, let's look and see what that career is paying. Okay, well, you can't afford College X at $100,000 by the time you leave and you're going to walk into a $45,000 a year job. The math just doesn't work. No matter if there is a Department of Education, no matter who is sitting as our president, that math ain't going to work anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And Victor, one more question before we let you go. When you're applying for these scholarships, we all know that there's only X amount of money that scholarship dollars have. And then once that's gone, mm-hmm. that's gone. But what are some of the other ways that you can kind of mitigate the cost of college where if the scholarships don't come through, what are some of the other options?
Sure.
You can go?
Absolutely. One of the big things is a lot of districts now have dual credit classes. So you can actually start taking college credit classes while you're in high school and they will transfer over to your college transcript. The other thing is look at it going to maybe a 2-year tech. MATC, Gateway, there are wonderful options. Get your gen eds out of the way at a lower cost and then transfer into your college or university that you want to go to. If it's Oshkosh, if it's UW-Milwaukee, if it's UW-Madison. So just make sure that you're having a conversation and seeing what credits are actually going to transfer. And then that dual credit is really important. One of the other things going just real one of the tips I leave families for is that when you're applying for these scholarships, ladies and gentlemen, have your student make a separate Gmail account. We all know we get a ton of emails in our life, right? And one of the things that I find, unfortunately, is that sometimes you might miss a deadline because you didn't get the email or you didn't read the email in time. Your student's name, cash money, whatever you want to put in there at gmail.com and use that one Gmail for all your scholarship applications. So you have one stop to look at. You have to like scroll through hundreds of emails because you know you get a lot of emails nowadays and you might miss one. So try to keep yourself as organized as you can and make it a family event. Sit down and have a conversation about it.
Yeah. Yeah, good tips, good tips. Victor, we appreciate you stopping by and letting us know again here on The Truth.
Sure.
It is College Scholarship Month, and we will be giving you information all month long. So does that mean you're going to stop back by at some point this month?
I would love to, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Our scholarship, for our member listeners, our scholarship is going to be opening up in January, and we have $2,000 scholarships for members of the credit union. So you'll be getting an email, and you can apply right online.
Awesome. That is great, great information. Victor Frazier, Director of Community Engagement from Educators Credit Union, dropping some knowledge on these high school seniors and us parents that are trying to figure out if we're going to have enough money to send our kids to the school they want to go to. Thanks again, Victor.
Thank you so much
and
for having me.
And when we return here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, more reaction from the results. Yes, we pivoted for a little bit. But now we want you to continue to hit us up, 833-212-1017. Let us know how you're feeling today about the results of the presidential election. More after the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, good morning. We want you to know that at Old National Bank, they know there is nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they have developed their empowerment loan program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker. We are obviously covering the first day post the general election, and former President Donald Trump will be elected as the 47th president of the United States based on numerous projections. Now, we've been talking about the presidential election. Let's get into the Wisconsin election. Now, Telly, you were giving us some, you were dropping some nuggets here. I didn't even realize that, that when Wisconsin votes were counted,
yeah,
that is ultimately what put Trump
that put him
in
over
the White House.
Yes, yes. And DT, we were talking about it before, you know, during the break, that, you know, for months and months at a time, we've been talking about how important Wisconsin was going to play in this election. And that wasn't just talk, because like DT just said, I mean, even if you go to, and I'll just throw the source out there, CNN.com, it says one of the front headlines reads, Trump's projected win in Wisconsin put him over the top with 276 electoral votes. And so when you hear, and going back, and just in case you did not catch the beginning of our show, I read off some numbers, and as a part of my reaction to the results. And let's just keep in mind, if Wisconsin played that major of a role in President Trump being reelected, it says 21% of black voters in Wisconsin voted for Trump. 21%. And in 2016, I think that number was well below like 13%. So basically, it almost doubled what he got the first time around. 59% of the first time voters in Wisconsin voted for Trump. And 49% of the voters between the ages of 18 and 29 voted for Trump. And so when you add all of that in, and knowing how important Wisconsin was, man, oh, man, like, trust me, I've had a lot of people, DT, hitting me up saying, hey, man, what's up with y'all up there?
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, if you look at the national map, I mean, it is red, Telly.
Yeah.
It is
all
like
the way.
The GOP had big wins across the entire national map.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to the Electoral College, Madam Vice President received 224 of the Electoral College votes. Trump received 277. And that's, once you get to that point, you won.
Yeah, that's it.
Because that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is according to the Associated Press. These are the most recent outcomes of the election. So as of now, according to the Associated Press, the U.S. Senate, and again, this is as of 8:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so just about an hour ago, 52 Republicans are now in the U.S. Senate. 42 are Democrat. Okay. 198 Republicans are in the U.S. House of Representatives, also known as Congress, and 180 are Democrat. Now, this, again, is based on the Electoral College. And so I know there are still some ballots that need to be accounted for. But Truth Nation, based on this most recent Associated Press results, election results, the GOP is winning. And they're winning big. They're winning across the presidential office, the U.S. Senate, and the House of Representatives. Now, in the state of Wisconsin, we have a huge U.S. Senate election. And as of this morning, the Democratic incumbent, Tammy Baldwin, is leading against the Republican challenger, Eric Hovde, which could impact the balance of power in the Senate. So as of 8 minutes ago, and this is based on 98% of the reporting, so there's still 2% left, according to a local news affiliate. Baldwin votes, 1,662,311 votes, which is 49.35%. Hovde, 1,635,204 votes, which is 48.55%. So as of the most recent report, U.S. Senator out of Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin, is the winner. But there are still votes, and Eric Hovde has, there's still votes that are pending. Eric Hovde has not conceded.
Yeah. Yeah. And just trying to get as much information to the, you know, up to the second. You know, if Baldwin does, in fact, win, which she has already declared victory, but like DT just said, Eric Hovde has not conceded, you know, the race yet. This will be the first split ticket in Wisconsin since the 1968 presidential race, where if Trump wins the White House, Baldwin set to take the Senate in a battleground state. So these things just keep getting more and more interesting. And because typically you don't see that, you don't see a split ticket, you know, most of the time when, you know, they're, you know, when the Republican or whatever party is winning most of the states. I mean, that's what it is. It rarely is a split. Like I said, since the first time since 1968, there will be a split if, in fact, things stay the way they are.
Well, definitely
a lot of new
more
stuff
to come.
On.
And we're
going
to. Yeah. There's
old,
a lot of stuff going
old,
on. And,
oldest,
you know,
man, Trump, the second, only the second time he's someone had a non-consecutive second term. A lot of new stuff going on.
Man, oh, man.
Oh, and we forgot. This is the first time ever in the U.S. history where a president has been elected not based on a consecutive two terms, 8 years, but also convicted and impeached twice.
Mm.
Convicted felon, impeached twice. The country has spoken. The country has spoken.
I got marbles in their mouth, now, but they spoke.
I got to say this in all seriousness. If you don't, you know, if you don't believe in a higher power, this probably isn't for you. But for those that are listening that do believe in a higher power, your person of faith, please, please pray for Madam Vice President. This is a huge loss for her. As a human being, whether you voted for Trump or Harris, please keep her in your prayers. Because when you, and I'll just say this, when you are a person who has had to work 10 times harder just to be in the room, not even viewed as a leader, but just to get in the room, and then you have to work 20 times harder to become an attorney general. Or let me start, district attorney, attorney general. And then U.S. Senate. Become a U.S. senator. And then to be chosen as the vice president, to lose to someone like Donald Trump. And when I say that, when that's like telling, we've talked about this. You know, you and I have a trajectory in broadcasting journalism. And it started at a very young age. For me, since I was 3 years old. And so if I were to lose to someone who has had zero experience in terms of how they got to the White House in the first place, that is the worst feeling, to lose to someone that has not had to do a fifth of what you've had to do.
Yeah.
To lose to Donald Trump as someone who has had a trajectory of education, highly visible elected official positions, all the way up to the second most powerful position, to lose to Donald Trump, please pray for Kamala Harris. Because black women, we already know why she lost.
Yeah. And I also too want everyone to remember that, you know, the reason why President Biden dropped out of the race, because people say, oh, he's too old and this, that, and the other. Let's remember, you don't get that old overnight. So let's not think that, okay, 2 years from now, 3 years, let's just say 3 years from now, when he's 81 years old and he doesn't have the cognitive skills that you think, you know, he needs to lead the nation. Let's not forget that we understand that he is 78 right now. So he's only going to get older. And so don't complain when, you know, things start to get unhinged and then you're like, oh, wow, I never saw this coming. Sure you did. Because, again, just the same way Joe Biden didn't become 81 overnight, Donald Trump's not going to become 81, 82 overnight. And at the end of his presidency, that's exactly what the age he will be.
On our Truth Talk and text line, Ann says Trump won the popular vote. And your point is? I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, what was he won? I think everybody at this point doesn't really, like, okay, whether he won the popular vote or the Electoral College vote, because Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton won the popular vote when she ran against Trump. So it is what it is. He will be the 47th president of the United States. Mm-hmm. So when you say he won the popular vote, trust and believe, people who did not vote for Trump, we don't care. All we know is that he will be the 47th president of the United States. So you said that to say what, Ann? 833-212-1017.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Truth Talking text line.
Mm-hmm.
Now... Yeah, it's like, and your point is, be ready, y'all, because these are the kind of things that you're gonna have to. All I will say is, and with all due respect to everybody that has to go to work today, I am so glad I'm an entrepreneur today. I have not been so happy to be an entrepreneur than I have ever been in my life. I would not want to go to any predominantly white work environment today. I am sorry. I'm keeping it 101.7 the truth.
Yeah, and as soon as you said that, Matthew hit us up on our YouTube message board and said, took a PTO day today.
Man, Matt, you are so smart. Now, that is worth it. That is worth a PTO day. I feel you. Because, you know, it's like, and you know what? Quite frankly, Tony and Telly, I'm so sick and tired of talking about it. I'm so sick and tired of talking about why black women feel the way that we do, yet we still show up for everybody else. Black women, please, in the name of the Most High, rest. Take as much time as you need. And a lot of people, they don't get it. I know y'all hear me when I say that. What do you mean rest? That's the problem. Oh, she's being racist. She's always got to bring up race. Black women, take some time off. I am speaking to you. Now, we were talking about the campaign of Harris. What could she have done differently? Where did we go wrong? Where did the Democratic Party go wrong? And I, you know, Telly and Tony, the reality is too, she was dealt some pretty heavy cards, because she had been conditioned to basically support President Joe Biden in this reelection campaign. And then that Sunday morning where she received the phone call saying that from President Joe Biden saying, I'm stepping out the race. You got it. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, it's a term that we are definitely familiar with, DT, but that's called being stuck between a rock and a hard place. It was definitely tough. And again, for what, the amount of time that she had and what she was able to do in that amount of time was extremely impressive. And we can only And that's the only messed up thing about this. Well, there are other messed up things, but the true messed up thing about it is we will never know how this would have turned out if she had a full campaign, a full 4 years or 2 years or even a year to run
Telly,
for it.
Maybe I'm just being too, I'm just too emotional right now, but it would have been the same. It'd have been the same.
We don't know.
Okay, let me say it to you this way. Whether she would have started when Biden started, she still... Trump will be the 47th president of the United States.
Yeah, that's the only thing we can say.
Because now I feel like I'm just saying the same thing over and over again. And
yeah.
I don't think that if she would have started her campaign earlier, because Hillary Clinton...
Yeah.
And she's a white woman, started at the same time.
Yeah. That's
and lost against Trump.
Yeah. Hey, we will never know.
And won the popular vote.
Yeah. And won the popular vote. Yeah. We don't.
And thank you, Ann, for clarifying. So, Ann, she responded and said that Electoral College is under attack. Okay. Yeah. Now that makes sense. Because when you just said Trump won the popular vote and that was it, I was like, Ann, your point is. So, Ann is saying Trump won the popular vote. Electoral College is under attack. And we've reported on that the other day, Telly. Mm-hmm. We talked about how there have been a number of organizations that are challenging the constitutional amendment mm-hmm. that is specific to the Electoral College process.
I'm not a fan of the Electoral College. I don't know what that whole thing is about. It's like a vote is a vote. Like,
yeah, it's only 200 years old. And,
I'm just saying, I don't even get why it was started.
Yeah. Well, it was started because they just didn't want they wanted Congress to have some say in who the next president is going to be. They just didn't want to give full, you know, transparency or responsibility
full power to the people.
Yeah, full power to the people, absolutely. So, that was their way, but that's something that definitely needs to be
let's go popular vote.
Yeah, let's just go popular vote. Yeah, let's go popular vote. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say really quick, on our YouTube message board, Tiffany T says, I am so thankful and I'm a black woman. Why are you thankful? I'm curious. I'm literally curious. No judgment here. I'm just curious as a black woman. Why are you? Because when you say things like, I am so thankful and I'm a black woman, what are you so thankful about?
Yeah.
Please help me understand.
Well, and while you are doing that, we want to encourage Truth Nation. Now is your chance to be our one call. That's all 5K Gruber giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 7 right now at 833-212-1017, and you will be entered in to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is caller number 7 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com for official contest rules. Visit 1017thetruth.com.
When we come back, Telly and I will give you our truth of the matter, along with our guest co-host, Tony Smith, who's in the building. Truth of the matter coming up next. And make sure that you stay locked in, because we will have Professor Sherwin Hughes at the 9 o'clock hour, followed by 9 hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio. And I know, Milwaukee, we have a lot to talk about today. So stay locked in. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, thank you so much again for tuning in. We greatly appreciate you. Check this out, y'all. I know that things may feel, for a number of us, very heavy. And it's easy to feel like giving up, and rightfully so. I'm saying this to myself as I'm saying this to you as part of my truth of the matter. Every setback is a part of the story. And even the most challenging days, we as black people, they have continued to build our strength, our resilience, and quite frankly, even our wisdom. So you've already made it through so much in life, and you're here. So please do not let this one moment define you and our community. We're going to take this one day at a time. We're going to breathe, and we're going to keep our hearts full with love and focus on possibilities and not problems, because that's just what we do. So continue to believe in you, believe in your family, believe in those that support you, because there is so much that is in you and in us as a community that is worth fighting for. So please do not quit, do not give up, and know that it is much bigger than any one person. I love you. I love you so much, and I'm sending love and positive energy to you.
I'm just going to say, sit back. Like, Republicans, y'all won. Don't need the gloating. Don't need the baiting. Just sit back and let the guy you picked and let that administration do what it is you think they're going to do. Now, that's the thing. I don't know if people, like, just be careful what you wish for, right? You thought that he was going to get in there and he's going to do something. I don't know if that's what's going to happen in reality. Now, he's got the Senate, got the House, so it should, right? You got control of everything. You should be able to do what you want to do. But we're going to see it, because promises is one thing and reality is another thing. So I'm just going to sit back and watch. I'm not going to say anything about anything. I'm not going to be mad about who won. And people shouldn't gloat either. Just sit back and let it unfold.
Yeah. My truth of the matter is we had talked a lot about November 5th, Election Day, everything that's at stake and everything that goes into the decision to vote and what's going on in our country. We've talked all about that to basically nausea. But we also had to make sure that we remember that November 6th was going to come after November 5th. And there was going to be reaction from both sides. It didn't matter who won. There was going to be a strong reaction, because there was so much intensity and feelings and things that were put into your candidate in this election. And so now the results are what they are. And let's just try to find the best way to move forward. It doesn't mean that you have to change your plans. You have to change what you want to see happen in the future. It's just time to start planning and trying to execute your plan. It's my truth of the matter.
Get your passport.
That could be part of the plan.
All right, Truth Nation. Thank you again so much. More to come. Stay locked in. 9 more hours of live consecutive Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Kicking us off, Sherwood Hughes. I know he's going to have a lot of great information. Ooh. And keep calling in. 833-212-1017. We love you, Truth Nation. We will be back tomorrow, Lord willing. I'm about to go to the gym. I got a lot of energy, Telly and Tony. I'm about to do some free weights today. Just get all that resistance going.
Don't hurt yourself.
Man. All right, y'all. We love you. Make it a great day, and we will see and hear y'all tomorrow, Lord willing.
Peace out.